This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Javier Gomez, last name G O M for Mary, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name Javier, J, A for Apple, V for Victor, I for India, E for Europe, R. New paragraph. He's a 41-year-old male patient who comes with a history of left mammary sharp pain, period. According to the patient, symptoms started about 1 year ago, and initially they were infrequent. I for India, and for Nancy, frequent, infrequent. But now they are about one or two episode per week, though sometime he may have no episode in a week, period. He has been noticing increasing fatigue and tiredness, period. New paragraph. Sometime he would wake up in the middle of the night with the heart pounding and sweating, period. Sometime he will have a left precordial sharp pain lasting for few seconds, period. The patient left precordial sharp pain, which is mild in nature and does not interfere with the daily activity, but it can happen anytime, either at rest or with activity, period. Generally, it would last for few seconds, period, and he has been more anxious lately, period. New paragraph. No history of dizziness, comma, syncope, comma, palpitation, or edema of feet, period. He had an upper respiratory tract infection, January 2022, period. He had a COVID-19, C-O-V for Victor, I for India, D for David, all in capital letters, 19-19 infection, December 2020, period. It was not severe, and he did not have to go to the hospital. But since then, he has been noticing more tiredness and fatigability, period. New paragraph. No history of any bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. He also has some epigastric discomfort at times with the pain, and he thinks it could be due to acid reflux, and he's going to have a GI workup. G capital, period, I capital, period, both in capital letters, period, workup, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period, new paragraph. Social history. Between the age of 18 years, 18 and 30 years, he used to smoke a lot of marijuana, M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A, period. Then he quit, and now in last 2 months he has started smoking marijuana again, but not in significant amount, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father, who is 68-year-old, recently had a coronary stent, period. Otherwise, nothing significant, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both pedal pulses, 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 120, 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period. new paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI, in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character period. S1 and S2 are normal period, no S3 period, no S4 period, and no significant heart murmur noted period. There is a ejection systolic leak in the left lower parasternal area period. The on palpation, both breast exam feels normal period. He's a male patient period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam. Air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam. There is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. Patient was evaluated by gastroenterologist Dr. B for boy, Patel, who felt that patient may have severe alcoholic gastritis due to the history of binge drinking. Binge, B for boy, I for India, N for Nancy, G, E for Europe, period. This is intermittent and not every day, period. Dr. Patel feels the patient has a GERD, G capital E for Europe, capital R, D for David, capital, period. He prescribed patient famotidine, F for Frank, A for Apple, M for Mary, O, T for Tom, I for India, D for David, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, with some relief, period. New paragraph. The analysis, patient left memory chest pain clinically appears to be non-cardiac, period. In view of his significant anxiety about his symptom and episodes of waking up at night with palpitation and sweating, the plan is to do stress tests to evaluate his response to exercise, and in the meantime, patient has been advised to do coronary calcium score, period. The pros and cons of above cardiac workup were explained to the patient, which he understood well and he agreed, period. He had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, left memory chest pain, period, clinically appears to be non-cardiac, period. Next line, number two, GERD, G capital, E for Europe, R, D for David, capital, period. Number three, upper respiratory tract infection, January 2022, period. Number four, history of COVID-19, COV for Victor, I for India, D for David, 1919, in December of 2020, period. He has noticed increasing fatigue and tiredness since then, period. Number five, history suggestive of anxiety and stress, period. Number six, possibility of severe alcoholic gastritis is being evaluated by the gastroenterologist, period. New paragraph, personal history. Is 5'10" tall, period. His weight is 200 pounds, and he's an electrician where he has to go up and down the ladder a few times in a day, period. He says in February he was seen twice in the emergency room, one day followed by the next day. And both the time EKGs were done and workup was negative, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, coma, evaluation, and discussion of his symptom and likely diagnosis, plus the pros and cons of workup, which he understood well and he had no further questions, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Pitadia.